Why you attracted a narcissist. Something about this captured your attention. You clicked on this video, maybe it just came up, but you're still here, you're still listening. I want to share with you what I have come to found over the past half decade at the time of this recording, going through my own experience of recovering from narcissistic relationships and now helping hundreds of people recover. And what I have come to find out is that every single narcissist in your life, especially the romantic ones, they are in your life to serve a purpose. But most people don't see it. They don't choose to do the work around it to get the full benefits that you can get out of it. When you do the real recovery work from these kind of relationships, you can find a pot of gold on the other side. You will be able to learn and discover and harness and hold and sustain your power, your worth. You will learn how to love yourself and hold that vibration and that feeling and that frequency within you without needing anything. That is what true freedom is. That is what true being in your power means. You can source love and worth and approval independently of anybody else. There's nothing better than that. When we are in narcissistic relationships, we are addicted to giving our power away. We have made somebody else more powerful. We have given somebody else the ability to dictate and determine how we feel and what we are worth. If the narcissist doesn't want us, then it must mean I'm not good enough. If they cheated, that must mean that that person is better. All day long, we give our power away in these kind of relationships. So my work is to help you come back home to yourself, learn how to love yourself, and no longer be a match or attracted to narcissist or situationships. The reason, shall you choose it and claim it, it's for your benefit, that the narcissist came into your life is to help you heal and clear and process your previous wounds. Whatever the narcissist is doing to you, or however you feel in this relationship, or one that you just got out of, they were just the character in your story to poke and prod at your wounds, limiting beliefs, fears, and any other ideas that are not the truth that you picked up when you were younger or a very long time ago. But when you were younger, you didn't have the emotional capacity and consciousness to heal and process and take in the information that was surrounding you. And so you internalized it, or you created a story around it. And that story then became true. And it became true because then you kept seeing evidence in your life that made it true. And so it's felt really real. And it's really felt like the narcissist is the one who's been hurting you and doing these things to you. But I don't buy into it. And you could choose to buy into it, but I invite you to not play small and not defend your limiting beliefs and fight for being right. I invite you to shift your perspective right now if you actually want freedom. The freedom is the other side of you letting go of any victim mentality, any, I can't believe he or she did this to me, instead of seeing the gratitude for this person actually was the perfect person to poke and prod so bad at my wounds that I finally take a look. I see that it's no coincidence and I finally heal them and I finally clear them so that I can become secure and worthy on my own, which then in time will lead to me being with my soulmate or the love of my life. And that is that exactly what I did for myself and exactly what I've done for hundreds of people. And it's not even what I'm doing. It's what I'm here to hold space for and help people with. So what we want to discover is what is the core wound? You might have a few of them, but you usually have a core wound I've come to see with working with so many people. Mine, for example, was that I never felt chosen. So it didn't matter what the narcissist or the situationship or the avoidance behavior was. At the end of the day, I didn't feel chosen. They would do something or say something, and they could be totally opposite things. But at the root of all the behaviors and the ways that I felt in the relationship was always that I don't feel fully chosen. I don't feel like first pick. I don't feel like a priority. I feel like they still want their options open. I still like they feel like they want somebody else. I feel they would leave and then come back. And after they realized the grass wasn't greener, and I would still just always be available. But ultimately, I never felt chosen. And what I came to discover after doing a lot of healing work around this was that that was how I felt when I was younger, when my sibling was adopted and I had been the only child for a very long time. That was confusing to me as an 8-year-old girl who was about to hit puberty, who was more conscious of her surroundings and her settings and the world. It's not my parents' fault. It's a very innocent thing, but the little girl within me didn't know how to handle and process that. So she created a story and a belief that she's not chosen and somebody else is better. So yours might not be the same thing. And yours might even be from extreme trauma, or yours might not be. But what I want you to look at is, what did you feel, especially as a child? Or can you bring up an incident right now where maybe you felt not enough? Maybe you felt everything you do, it's still not enough. Everything you do, somebody else still does it better. Everything you do, you get in trouble. A lot of the wounds that I see with my clients is that they don't feel enough. They feel even at their best, it's not enough. They feel the person is still searching, still looking. They also feel not chosen. They feel not respected, not prioritized. So the narcissist's role in your life, if you choose to see it this way, is that they were just the one, hopefully the final one, to reflect back to your wound and your limiting belief that so desperately wants to be expressed and processed and healed and cleared and released out of you. If you truly can believe it, as I believe it, I believe our higher power wants good for us. Doesn't want us to walk around with wounds and limiting beliefs and poison in our body. It needs to be released, or else we just carry it forever and that will make us sick. It will later turn into diseases. And maybe some of you listening, you yourself, maybe you have had a lot of inflammation and pain, unexplained symptoms, brain fog, anxiety, depression. Those are some of the things we start to experience when we've held on to limiting beliefs and fears and stories and taken on other people's lies about us. You start to become so much lighter when you release them and you let them go. But that still means you have to release it and let it go and feel it. It's not going anywhere. And so having support, having a mentor, having a space where you can feel and release and clear and let go of these old wounds, that's how you become free of them. They have no power over you. What happens is they're usually lodged deep within you. They're dormant. And then they get expressed from a relationship. But then what most people do is they shove it back down. And they get into victim mentality versus stepping into your power and your confidence and your courage and the willingness and the ability to sit with some of the feelings and the wounds, to see some of your part in certain things, to see where did you stay too long or where did you ignore the red flags. That's the work that finally had me release the addiction to narcissists. I approached it as if it was a 12-step recovery program, as if I was addicted to narcissistic relationships. And with any 12-step recovery program, you got to take an inventory and you got to be honest with yourself. You got to see where you were going against your higher power's will and what actions and behaviors could you have changed? Because if you can't see that, it's almost impossible to recover and heal from any addiction. I would actually say it's impossible. And so I wanted to share this with you because from this point on in your journey, from today moving forward, you can call your power back. You can use the relationship with the narcissist as a gift in the sense of this was your final opportunity for healing and clearing and closing out old wounds and starting to love yourself and choose yourself and respect yourself and know that you are enough. Change the way that you talk about yourself, that you treat yourself. Change the people that you go on dates with. Don't go on a second date with somebody who's disrespectful or flaky. That's what being in your power means. You realize that you actually matter and you deserve good in your life and you won't tolerate and accept anything less. Most likely the version of you that got into the narcissistic relationship was operating out of scarcity and insecurity and low self-worth. Maybe you felt like you were running out of time. Maybe you felt you haven't had a connection like this with somebody else and you don't think you're going to actually get the full package. Whatever fear has been running the show, it's never going to get validated. You're never going to get that stamp of approval that, okay, here's your dream life after you've fallen into these fears and these limitations and this scarcity. It doesn't work. Eventually, if you want to really heal and live your dream life and be with your soulmate, you got to do this work. You got to start to clean up some of these wounds. You got to start loving yourself, feeling at home within yourself, connecting with your idea of your own higher power. Feeling that love and that joy and that peace. And feeling, this is the final part of this today. Feeling into the way that you felt in the beginning of the relationship with the narcissist or the situationship or the avoidant. That's what you really want. And that's what you want to give yourself. And all of this, I go deeper in my No More Narcissist 4-step program. At the time of the recording, the way to actually do that program with me is to do 1 or 3 months. You get a weekly call and unlimited in between support as you navigate my 4-step program, where I condense the 12 steps into 4 steps that I tailored specifically to narcissistic relationships. It's the exact A to Z process I did for myself to recover from narcissistic relationships and to finally attract my soulmate. And now it's what I've taken hundreds of people through. Eventually, I would love to sell the course, just the course alone, and have the Facebook community and all of that. But at the time of this recording, who knows, maybe by the time you're listening to this, that is up and you can join, or I'm launching it. But at the time of this recording, it's actually really special if you have the opportunity to work with me one-on-one. This is where I can really go deep and hold space for your traumas. We can do cord cutting exercises and clearing, releasing your ex, looking at that core wound, cleaning it up, and so much more. So if you're interested, just send me a DM on Instagram at Dr. Annalie. But either way, I would love to hear your breakthrough from this podcast episode. And if you know anyone else struggling with a narcissistic relationship or situationship and you feel that this would benefit them, go ahead and just send it to them. But I'm so grateful you're here. It really is crazy sometimes when I think about that. My greatest pain in my life, my most painful situations and heartbreaks turned into the greatest blessing, and that I now get to help thousands and thousands and thousands of people with this. Every day, all day, this is my life. So it really is amazing where we can turn what we struggled with. So I'm just so grateful I've gotten to this point and this is actually real and this is actually happening. And my prayers are answered to be able to support somebody like you and to be able to be so well resourced, to be able to give you this information and create this content and be able to work with you one-on-one. It's just amazing. So if you feel connected to me, you resonate with me, you feel like I could be a mentor for you, just have the conversation with me. I never pressure anybody into working with me or even convincing you into working with me. If it feels like a fit, I'll invite you in. And then if not, then I might send you to another podcast episode or support or something that I think might be better for you. So I'm sending you so much love. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll keep creating some more episodes.